Boogie in the morning.
Fourth one.
Brand new Cheryl on fourth one. It's time for What's It.
And we're really late for What's It.
It's time for What's
It's like
It.
Nearly 8:24 now.
It's 8:22. Right, so a brand new girl today. Who is she, Arlene?
My new contestant is Kat Smith. She's 25 from Granton. She's a business assistant in Edinburgh.
Ooh.
And she's in a relationship with Jamie. She had a really good weekend. Quite quiet. Some drinkies with a friend. She got in at 4 a.m.
Oh, was it one of these nights where you weren't going to go out late?
It was. I was planning on coming home about 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not late. God, if I make it out past 12 these days, yeah, it's a miracle. You slept in this morning, though, didn't you?
I needed some sleep.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're back to nil-nil. We've reset the scores for June, and so let's see how you get on. 30 seconds to score as many points as you can. If you get stuck, say What's It, and we'll move on. Okay, Kat?
Okay.
All right, best of luck. Your time starts now.
If you're on the seafront, you'd go to this place for a cup of tea and a biscuit.
A cafe?
Yes. Yeah. If you don't want a full pint, you'd have a shorter one.
Half.
Yes. Branston is a good brand of this chutney.
Pickle.
Yeah. Your waste goes into red and blue bins. What are you doing?
Recycling.
Yes. With your mouse, if you want to select something, you would do this with your finger on the mouse.
Click.
Yes. Emulsion or gloss, what? Yes, she said
yes,
paint.
Yes, she did say paint. It was right on the buzzer, so we barely heard you, but you did say it. Kat, you scored 6 points!
Oh, good effort!
Yeah, good effort. Cafe, half, pickle, recycle, click and paint. 6 points for the girlies.
Well done.
Pleased with that, Arlie?
Yeah, I am quite pleased.
So
yes,
you should be, because that's the best score you've had in weeks. Okay, today,
thanks.
Our defending champ for the blokes, Stuart Kirkwood from Livingston. He's 51, married to Fiona, got two kids, Adam and Kate, and he's in Business Street. And he reads water meters. How was your weekend, Stuart?
Boring compared to the other one.
Yeah. Did you go out at all, or what did you get up to?
No, I've got kids. It's called gardening and looking after children.
Yeah, you know. But you know, there's a happiness to be taken from that as well, Stuart, isn't there? Okay.
Yeah, in about 15 years, yeah, when they're off your hands.
Listen, we've got to score at least 6 to get the draw, 7 for the win. Are you ready?
No problem.
Okay.
Go for it.
Best of luck. Your time starts now. You've got two of these on, well, one on each hand. Use it for hitchhiking.
Thumbs.
Yes, this keeps your trousers up.
A belt.
Yeah. It's a fruit they have at Wimbledon with cream.
Strawberries.
Yeah. If you put a bit of metal through your ear, what have you done to it?
Pierce it.
Yeah, that's right. If you go to the gym and lift weights, you're building up what?
Muscles.
Yeah, you've got one of these in your hotel room for keeping valuables in.
Safe.
Yeah, on honeymoon, you are the happy...
couple.
Oh, you were just out of time. You did say couple, but it was too late. Stuart, you two have scored 6!
Hey!
Yeah, but that means Kat...
Uh-huh.
It's a draw. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, here's what happens with the decider. I will describe a word. You have to guess what it is. If you get it wrong, the point goes to the other person. And if you want to answer, shout your own name. Do not shout out the answer, okay?
Okay.
Murrayfield is one of these.
Cat.
Sure.
That was Cat.
Rugby Stadium.
I have to give you that. The answer is stadium. That's the right
Yay!
Answer. Cat.
Well done, Cat.
It's a win for the girls.
Yay!
Well done, Cat. Are you going to come back tomorrow?
I will do.
Oh, well done. And I'm sorry about that, Stuart.
No problem.
You were going to say stadium as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just not quick enough. Listen, thanks for being on Friday, and well done for winning the month of May for the boys.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Okay. Cheers, pal. It means it's now boys nil, girls one for the month of June on Fourth One's What's It.
Fourth One.